This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, February 23, the good and the bad. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 22. Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent some more servants and said, 'Tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fattened calf have been butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. So go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find.' So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, the bad as well as the good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. He asked, 'How did you get in here without wedding clothes, friend?' The man was speechless. Then the king told the attendants, 'Tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are invited, but few are chosen.'" The food was prepared for the feast. Everything was ready, and everyone who was invited was told it was time to come, but they chose not to. What if we were invited to the banquet of a great leader or king? Would we decide we were too busy to go? Would we decide not to go because we didn't like that leader's policies? The king in the parable then invited everyone else in the kingdom, the nobodies, the good and the bad, homeless people, illegal immigrants, the working poor, criminals, traveling tourists, everyone his messengers could find on the streets. All were invited, and the wedding hall was filled. This parable about a wedding feast for the son of a king is about Jesus. The Lord Jesus is speaking about his heavenly Father, inviting everyone to a banquet of great blessings, to celebrate the joining of his son, Jesus, as a bridegroom with his church, the people of God, for everlasting, abundant life together. The question to ponder is this: are you going to accept the invitation? You are invited. Everyone has been invited. All we need in order to have full, abundant life is to accept the King's invitation. Pray with me. Heavenly King, I pray that my priorities will be kingdom priorities. I do not want to miss your invitation. I want to be at the banquet for your son, Jesus. Thank you for inviting me into your kingdom. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.